host of the Love Is podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I am so excited about our guest, Joel Smallbone. You are amazing to me. 2 billion with a B downloads of your music and streaming and for King and Country, my favorite band, so great. Rebecca St. James is your sister. You are so talented. And then on top of everything else, you direct this movie about your life story and then you star in it. And I don't know, you are so talented and I am so happy, happy to talk to you. Unsung Hero comes out on Friday. It's the best movie. You got to bring Kleenex because you will cry. Joel, welcome to the show.
Kim, what an introduction, dear girl. And I need to, you just need to hang about every day because I just feel so much better about myself after hearing your voice and your kind words.
Well, thank you, but it's all true. And I love everything about you. And so you moved over, the Unsung Hero, the story about your family. You moved from Australia. Your mom's 6 months pregnant, already has 6 kids. Your dad is going to get this job in Nashville. That falls through. The story is just so deep and so rich. And how was it to actually put your life story on film?
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you both. Thank you. Thank you, Neil, for having me today.
You're welcome.
It is a bit of a monumental moment, as you'd imagine, Kim, for my family. It makes me a bit emotional even talking about it, in the fact that, you know, Luke and I were very young when we moved to the States, but we are sons of a powerful mum and a dad who's a dreamer. And like you said, he was a concert promoter in Australia and lost about what would be the equivalent of $500,000 on a tour that went bad and got offered a job in the States. So 6 kids, wife who's 6 months pregnant, 16 suitcases, moved to Nashville, Tennessee, only to lose the job with nowhere to go home. And that's really where the film picks up, you know, no car, no furniture, no insurance, no way for our little sister to be born in the hospital. And we would sit in a circle and we just pray for everything, you know, and really saw miracles, which the film depicts, and the local community really rallying around us, the local church really rallying around us. And out of that was born an artist who you mentioned by the name of Rebecca St. James, who is our eldest sister. But it's really a film. It's a film about the American dream, and a film about family. Yes, it's about our family, Kim, but it's really about, and about our mom, but it's really about the family and moms around the world who do so much work that is sort of our, you know, unsung hero work. And I do, as you mentioned, I play my dad in the film, which I've dubbed a very expensive therapy session, but a worthy one, you know, and really proud to share that, you know, as of today, in fact, the movie is in select theaters, but this Friday, the 26th, Lionsgate has been kind enough to put it in on 2,800 screens in theaters around America, and we're dubbing it Family Day. You know, you got Mother's Day, you got Father's Day. We could use a good family day in America, and we can't wait to take this story to the world.
Did you ever think, Joel, that you would have a story based on your life?
Oh, no, Neil. No, I don't think so. I mean, we told our story from stage as a band that I'm a part of for King Country, and it was kind of this pay-it-forward child advocacy moment that we would take in the show. We'd have all these people come up and say, hey, you should write a book. You know, it's such an inspiring, engaging story. And Luke would always joke, my brother, that, you know, we were homeschooled, so we don't read and write very well. So we'll make a movie instead. And but no, I didn't. It wasn't even my brainchild, Neil. It was really Luke's. He's the one that made the initial call to a producer and say, should we put this story into production? But I will say, strangely, the one thing I thought from the beginning was, how interesting would it be for, I've done a bit of acting in the past, for me to play our own dad, because I know the story, I know the subject so well, and to be able to drop into his shoes, or literally his jacket from 30 years ago, one of the most profound experiences of my life.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. And everybody who's listening, you have to go see this movie. It is so good. It is so well done. It's your directing debut. You did a beautiful job with it, Joel. I'm so impressed. I do have a question for you. I understand that you had a very interesting pickup line with your wife, with Mariah, that you asked her to write a song for you. And that's how you hooked her?
Yeah, I mean, sort of, yeah. I mean, to bring it full circle, we just celebrated 10 years of marriage last year, but we were in Nashville. I actually met her at Luke's wedding, Luke and Courtney's wedding. She was sort of a wedding crasher of sorts, and she's a California girl. She was in town to do some songwriting, and I was like, well, I'm a songwriter, so this is a great way to skip the first few dates and just go straight to like getting to know one another. So I really drug it out too, Kim. We wrote a song for like 4 days. It should have been written in one afternoon. Okay. And we've been thick as thieves ever since. And that's part of, and what is even cool about this story, it's like, it's a family affair still. Not only is it a story about, you know, the family and about our mom, but my wife was a co-producer on the film and really has rallied around it with me as a partner to bring it to life. She's obviously got, she's working on a Latin country record. She's got other things she's doing, but really proud of her and to be able to partner with her. And our MO has always been this. It's like in art, the closer that you get to your own heart, the further it reaches into someone else's. And this is about as close to home or as close to our own heart as we could possibly go with this story is telling our own. And man, I'm fascinated. We don't know, you know, with movies, you don't know what's going to happen this weekend. With music, you kind of go, okay, I know when people are going to show up.
Oh, they're going to show up. I'm gonna put my money down on this when they're going to show up. But Kim has a quick question. She knows only I have 2 more minutes with you. So go ahead, Kim, quick, fast, so we can get through. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Joel, I lost my husband 15 years ago, and I wanted to live right. So I dedicated a year to figuring out the true meaning of love. And I was in Haiti most of the time while I was doing it. I wrote a book, Love Is. And it blew my mind. The truth about love just blew my mind and rocked my world. And I am curious, love has got to play a big part in your life with family, with whatever. But how would you describe love in your life?
I love, I love the red letters in the Bible, if you will. I love Jesus, and I think he's not only incredible historical figure, but he's someone that I've modeled my life after. And I think he modeled this idea, which St. Paul ended up penning, I believe, that, you know, there's no greater love than this, than a man or woman who would lay down their life for another. And that can be a literal life, but I also think it can be just a daily laying down your life for another. I actually think it's the richest way to live. And I'm so fascinated to know, obviously, your great discoveries. I haven't dedicated a year of my life. You would be the expert on the matter. But the most joy that I've ever felt in my life is when I'm actually serving someone else rather than myself. And so, yeah, that would be my short answer put on the spot without a year of study.
All right. And I'm going to put that prediction, Joel. It's going to be a ton of people theaters. Again, Unsung Hero will be available theaters nationwide on April 26th. Thanks again, Joel.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys. And the marketing people will kill me if I don't say unsunghero.movie for your tickets. Kim, Neil, God bless you and appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is podcast, guys. Take care.